Thank you, Jesus. Come on, go ahead. Just give him one more minute of worship today. Give him one more moment of worship. Make it between you and him. Make it intimate. Make it precious. Give it to him from the depths, the bottom of your heart. Hallelujah. Give it to him with everything that you have within you. The Bible says he is the governor among the nations. Hallelujah. He is the one who reigns in the affairs of men. He deserves all our glory and all our praise. He alone is worthy to receive it all. Hallelujah. Father, we magnify you. We do not take you for granted today. We do not take this precious presence that we sense in this place. We do not take it for granted. Our hearts are lifted up to you. Lord, we present to you everything that we are and everything that we have. Lord, we ask for the rain, the manna from heaven. We ask for the dew of heaven. Lord, bring a mighty refreshing. Bring a mighty empowerment. Do something supernatural. Do something new. Something we have never experienced before. Take us to places where we have never yet been. Do the incredible like you promise. That which will cause people to say, ha, ha. Ha! Do the incredible like you promised. Do the incredible. Lord, that which will cause people to say, ah, we have seen strange things today. We have seen strange things today. Do it, oh God. Do it, Lord, in this moment. Do it in this hour. Do it in this season. Do it, God, throughout the rest of this year. Let every one of your people be beneficiaries of the promise that you have made. We thank you, our God. We thank you, our God. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. You alone deserve it. You alone deserve it. So take it to yourself. Take it to yourself, Lord. Hallelujah. In the Lord's mighty name, we have worshipped and praised. Amen and amen. Help me praise him, somebody, please. Help me bless his holy name. If you know he truly deserves the glory, help me give it to him. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Glory to God. Our Father is so awesome. He's so faithful. He's so mighty. He's beyond description. Amen. Well, thank you all for being in this house today. And if you are joining us online or you are listening to this at a later time, thank you for being a part of this service. The presence of the Lord is here. I really enjoyed the praise team. Hallelujah. I really enjoy just every part like we always do every week. But it kind of led us just to a very good place today. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take our confession and go into the word. But I want to take a moment. How many of us received that word, that powerful message last Sunday? Thank you, Pastor Tino. The woman who births God's will. That was powerful. That was just another level. That message was just singing. It was playing like music in my spirit throughout the week. Glory to God. The week before, Pastor Kermit was not here last week. He and his family were traveling, but I know he ministered here in Cleveland the week before. And this powerful, just awesome message, operating within the grace of servanthood. Oh my goodness. How many of us heard that message? Were you blessed by that message? Oh my goodness. That's a New Testament message for every believer and every disciple of Christ. If you weren't here and you didn't hear it yet, please go and listen to it. Amen. And then, of course, in Akron, Pastor Ola ministered on the covenant of grace. That was powerful. That was awesome. Glory to God. Glory to God. And you will have an opportunity. It's a year of supernatural shift. There's so many things shifting in abundant life. The shift is awesome. It's just the things that are beyond description that I can't even talk to you about that are going on behind the scenes and you may not see for a while, but they are awesome. Amen. And we are just super excited. Amen. Glory to God. When the Lord declared this year as a year of supernatural shift, you know, it sounded cute, but I'm telling you, God means business. It's way beyond cute. There are things going on that are just mind-boggling. Amen. Amen. And of course, we're looking forward to Columbus, right? Glory to God. Yeah. Like Pastor K said this morning, the Columbites. I've never heard that before, but I heard he made history today. I love that. The Columbites. It's going to be awesome. We're looking forward to that. So get ready. Amen. Amen. But also next Sunday, you will have the opportunity to receive a word, a special word from Pastor Ola here in Cleveland. It's the first time. It's the first time. She hasn't ministered here in Cleveland. She's always ministered in Accra, right? Glory to God. She always does an awesome job. But next Sunday, she's going to be here live, standing here under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And dishing out supernatural word. Amen. Amen. So get ready. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Put on your shield. Put on your armor. Yes. And the word is going to be flying in different directions. Yes. It's going to be awesome. Hallelujah. Yes. Can hardly wait. So make sure you lift her up before the Lord. Yes. And present her before the Lord as she prepares. And if you weren't planning to be here, be here. Amen. Amen. Wasn't that a beautiful story Deaconess Maria told us last Sunday? Yes. I feel like changing that line in our confession. Yes. And I'm going from loaner to donor now. Donor. It's not just, I don't just own, I actually donate. Yes. I'm a donor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love it. Hallelujah. You know, I thought about it during this week, like, it's like the word of God. The word of God is a moving, living, breathing document and covenant. Yes. That's exactly what our confession is. It's a living, moving, breathing document, covenant. So we can make adjustments, yes. Right? We can. I mean, the adjustments are not changing. It's not changing anything. It's just taking it to another level. So every time you get to that line, every time you get to that line where he says, I'm going from beggar to ruler, from loner to owner, change that owner to donor. I'm going from beggar to ruler, from loner to donor. Sorry, Deaconess, I won't put your name there, but that's weak. We can't give you the copyright. We just take it from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is in this place, folks. Amen. He's doing amazing. Amen. All right, let's take our 2026 confession together. 2, 3, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, pass over, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me, the eternal God, is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy them. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He would not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil, in my going out and in my coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. In this season is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump, and he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. Is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God said he's given me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah, from rejected to Beulah, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to donor, from supplanter to contender, it's shifting in this season, and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will, my Father. I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped, the curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you. Dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you. Cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints, come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life to you. Dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships, come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, speak life. I speak life over God's people. I speak life over God's purposes. I speak life over God's vision. I speak life over these precious families. I speak life over these investments. I speak life over these properties. I speak life over all of God's people in the name of Jesus. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over here in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, shout hallelujah if you believe that. And if you receive that, holy glory to God. Hallelujah. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's amazing. Please go ahead and be seated. Let's dive into the Word of God quickly. Amen. Woo. Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. Luke chapter 5 verse 17. Let's read a few verses here from the Amplified Version of the Bible. Thank you for helping me today, Emma. I appreciate you. From verse 17, one of those days, this is in the Amplified, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come from every village and town of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present with him to heal them. And behold, some men were bringing on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. And they tried to carry him in and lay him before Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and they lowered him with his stretcher through the tiles into the midst in front of Jesus. Oh my goodness. Verse 20. And when he saw their confidence in him, springing from their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." Verse 24. But that you may know that the Son of Man has the power of authority and the right on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralyzed man, "I say to you, arise, pick up your stretcher, and go to your own house." And instantly the man stood up before them, and he picked up what he had been lying on, and he went away to his own house, recognizing and praising and thanking God. Verse 26, and overwhelming astonishment and ecstasy seized them all, and they recognized and praised and thanked God, and they were filled with and controlled by reverential fear, and they kept saying, "We have seen wonderful and strange and incredible and unthinkable things today." Hallelujah. Let me just declare to you, like the Lord declared to us from the beginning of this year, you will see, you will experience in your life, you will lay hold of and manifest in your own individual lives wonderful and strange and incredible and unthinkable things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. When the Lord declared that to us at the beginning of this year, the year was just beginning and he gave us a 12-month mandate to take hold of the incredible. And today, in the little time that I have, we are slowly approaching the middle of the year. Yeah. Very, very soon, June will be here. I hope you are counting. The clock is ticking. So it's my assignment today to remind you of what the Lord said. And if it hasn't happened for you yet, to stir you up in faith, to gather all the faith that you have to go for the incredible. Amen. This year must not end until you have experienced incredible in so many ways in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, this year opened up with a bang for us. We opened 2026 with incredible. Yes. Towards the end of 2025, as the Lord, you know, of course, we received direction and everything that was going to happen in 2026. Well, the Lord said, he said to me towards the very end, the very last day of that prayer fast retreat, he said, I have incredible for you to start off this new year. You and Pastor Tinu, you and your household. He said, on the first business day, it was very specific. He said, on the very first business day of January 2026, I want you to go to so and so business. Dress up. He said, don't wait. Go on the very first business day. As you all know, January, we had the watch night service. It was a Wednesday. January 1st was a Thursday. And most businesses were closed on January 1st. The very first work day of this year, 2026, was Friday, January 2nd. And the Lord has said at the end of 2025, when you get done, you declared you've done your watch night service, on the first business day of January 2026, my friends, you have to hear God. You have to have the ability to hear God. If you can't hear God, you can't experience God. If you cannot hear God, anything else that God has will be a pipe dream for you. Saul of Tarsus, on the way to Damascus, as horrible and ungodly unbeliever as he was, his saving grace that day was that he heard God. If Jesus had showed up on the way to Damascus and Saul of Tarsus saw Jesus but couldn't hear a word of what he said, this Bible would not be here today. Everything began with the ability of Saul of Tarsus to be able to see and to be able to hear. Everything begins with your ability to hear God. Not just this thing that people throw around many times. God said to me, I said, I think God, no, I mean hear it clearly, with clarity. Like sometimes you are not sure, you hear it, then you wait, then you check it, then you wait, then you check it, you pray some more. And then instead, like Proverbs 4:18 says, it starts growing bigger. The light starts shining on it, to the point where it gets to a perfect day, and you finally say, ah, that's God. I know that's God. I know that was God. You may not know it the moment it started, right? You just have a sense of it. Like, God is saying this. Huh. Is this God? Is this me? Is this my mind? Is this, what is this? Then you start pressing in the spirit. you start pressing in the spirit. And as you press, it gets bigger. It gets brighter. It gets clearer. To the point where it now gets so bright. And you say, ah, that's God. Let's do this. You have, somebody put your hands on your ears. Say, in the name of Jesus, I remove every impediment to my ability to hear the voice of God in my life. You have to be able to hear God. Jesus said in John chapter 10, he said, my sheep hear my voice. This is one of the most sacred things about the covenant that the shepherd has with his sheep. It's one of the most sacred things that exists in the covenant between the shepherd and the sheep. Goats cannot hear the shepherd. Wolves cannot hear the shepherd. But no matter where the sheep is, when the shepherd blows that his whistle, when he blows that thing, and then he calls the name of the sheep, no matter how far away that sheep hears his voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. You have to be able to hear the voice of God. So I said to Pastor Tino, he said it the last day of the year, 2025. So I said to Pastor Tino, I said, the Lord said we should do this on the first business day. He said, okay. We dressed up. I don't know what you were doing on January 2nd, that Friday. Maybe you were getting ready for the long weekend, loading up and getting ready for the Daniel fast, loading up on the pounded yam and whatever it is you were loading up. I don't know what you were doing, but we were taking care of business. We dressed up in our business outfits. We got in the car and we drove to that business that the Lord said to go to. God said, go. He said, I have some incredible things I prepared for you there. Go take it. So we arrived there. Like that scripture says in 1 Kings 17, when God said to Elijah, he said, go to Zarephath. I have commanded a widow there. Hallelujah. When we arrived there, it's almost like they were waiting for us. This is beyond. When we walked away from there, with incredible. We kept going, this is incredible. This is incredible. This is incredible. And I am happy to announce to you that journey of incredible has not ended. Amen. There are some things happening in our lives today that we have never experienced before. Amen. There are some things going on in our lives today that we've gone, oh my goodness. That is a strange thing. That is incredible. That is incredible. I'm excited to announce to you, there are some things going on in this ministry, Abundant Life International Church Commission, today that have never happened before. And many of those things are making us go, that is incredible. That is incredible. That is incredible. There are some things that are just around the corner. Some incredible things just around the corner we are about to step into. We're just driving, kind of making a slight bend. We're turning the steering wheel and getting on that, and incredible is waiting right there. It's been prepared by God. It's been prepared by God. Now, can I prophesy over you? Because this incredible promise, this promise of the incredible is not supposed to exclude you. God said there is incredible just around the corner for you. There is incredible. There are some things that should happen very soon in your life when you turn a corner and you will come into this and you will go, this is strange. This is strange. This is incredible. There is no explanation for this. There is no explanation for this. That will be your portion. I declare over you today, that will be your portion. In the name of Jesus, put your right hand over your head. Say, I receive that. I receive the anointing and the grace and the promise of incredible. In the name of Jesus. Incredible is your portion. Please put that scripture up for me. It's one of the most meaningful, one of the most blessed ones this year. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. And let's look at it in the Amplified. You know this scripture very well. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. Look at that scripture. It says, for we are God's own handiwork. His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, born again, that we may do those good works. That we may experience those incredible things. Amen. That God predestined, He pre-planned beforehand for us. Taking paths which He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life. Somebody's about to get into good life. I said somebody's about to experience good life. It has been hard. It has been hard, it has been tight, it has been sweaty, it has been tough, but you are coming into good life. I say you are coming into good life. Something is happening for you. Just in the next few days, next few weeks here, something is about to happen for you that will take you from tight, that will take you from tough, that will take you from hard, that will take you from struggle to the good life. It will take you to the good life. That is your portion in the name of Jesus. This is one of the verses of this 2026 confession that continues just erupts for me. And all of them are powerful. You see that paragraph there that says, this is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. And then it starts describing these incredible miracles. Just in case somebody is uncertain. So just in case you don't know what this incredible, somebody say, incredible is such a big grammar. It starts explaining it here. That these are the things I will see in my life very soon. These are the things you will see in your life very soon. Look at it, starts listing it. Strange things. Remarkable things. Extraordinary things. Astonishing things. Unimaginable things. They are all lined up for me. When? Next year? When? Next month? Next decade? In this season. Then he says, the story and the glory of my life, when? Tomorrow? No, today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You will experience incredible. Amen. I say you will experience incredible. Amen. Let's quickly read that story. That story is in 2 Kings. Chapter 7. Those lepers. Hallelujah. Amen. Those lepers. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1. Let's read this one from the King James. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time." Oh my goodness. "Tomorrow about this time, a measure of fine flour will be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley will be sold for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." I want you to see how specific this message is. Tomorrow about this time. This was a 24-hour mandate. It's a 24-hour prophetic mandate. Just like this confession is a 12-month prophetic mandate. No matter where you started from on January 1st, before December 31st, you have to experience incredible. No matter what is going on in your life on May 15, May 16, May 17, May 18, June 1st, July 1st, August, it does not matter. Before December 31, you must experience incredible. This is a 12-month prophetic mandate. And from the moment God gives his word, things begin to happen. He said, tomorrow, about this time, 24 hours. Somebody say 24 hours. 24 hours. This is not an everlasting promise. Say, well, you never know. It may take, sometimes it may take 10 years. It may take 24 years. Some things do, some things take 35. Abraham waited for the promise for 25 years. Yeah. But this promise right here, read this one, he said it's tomorrow. He said it's tomorrow. You remember, even Abraham, who waited 25 years and had to walk through this rigorous journey of waiting and wondering and waiting and asking. And, you know, there came a day when the Lord said to him, about this time of life, next. So that means he gave him a 12-month window. Do you remember this?
Yes.
What scripture is this? Let's read it. Genesis 18. You see this? Genesis 18. Look at verse 9. And they said unto him, these were the messengers from God, the angels that the Lord sent to Abraham. They said unto him, where is Sarah your wife? And he said, behold, she is in the tent. And the Lord said to him through the angel, I will certainly return unto you according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah your wife will have a son. And Sarah had it in the tent door behind, and she started laughing. You know the story. And God said in verse 14, if you can put that up in the Amplified, please, in verse 14, is anything too hard or too wonderful for the Lord at the appointed time? Somebody say at the appointed time. Come on, say that again. Say at the appointed time, when the season for her delivery comes around, I will return to you and Sarah shall have borne a son. As a 12-month prophetic mandate. They had waited for 25 years. And because of how long they had waited, for so long to the point where It now became like comedy to Sarah. You know, they had had this promise over and over. God said, I will give you a promise on. I will give you a promise on. I will give you one day. Abraham said, God, where is the promise on? Is it this Eliezer? Is this okay? Is it another? Is it Ishmael? Is it okay? Lord, where is it? They get to the prayer where they are tired now. And God kept saying, I will give you a promise on. So when God came on this day and said, at the appointed time, 12 months from today, Sarah had it in the tent. Mind you, Sarah had grown accustomed to staying very close when God visited. Whenever God was with Abraham or God was ministering to him, you know, in the beginning, she used to be far and Abraham would come and tell her. But she grew very smart. After a while, every time she got Zara, she would just come very close and put her ears. So put her ears on. So I want to hear it for myself. What is he saying this time? We have been waiting how long? 20-something years. What does he have now? And maybe in her mind, she's thinking God will say, look, I'm so sorry I let you guys down. You know, I thought I was going to get this done, but it was way beyond my ability. I'm sorry. Can we start all over? Can we have a do-over? Can we have a makeover? Can we start all over? I'm sorry. I didn't plan this way. I didn't think about it. I mean, I didn't explore all the challenges that will come with this promise. I'm so sorry. Can we reset and start all over? She thinks that's what God's gonna say. But as she pressed her ear on the tent door, she heard God saying, at this time next year, She said, incredible. You will do incredible. You will do incredible. We had shalom. We had crossover. We had jubilee. Now it's incredible. You will do incredible. It was funny. God said to Abraham, why is Sarah laughing? Why is Sarah laughing? I mean, you and I can answer that question. You know why Sarah was laughing? Do you not know why Sarah was laughing? Is that a mystery you need somebody to decode for you? Do you know why? Do you not know why Sarah was laughing? It's the same reason you and I laugh sometimes. It's the same reason you and I laugh sometimes. We go, okay. We had it before. Abby, how long? When was that? How many years ago? We heard that message before. And now this time is very funny. It's a very funny message. And the reason it's very funny this time is there is a slant to the message. When you heard that message this time, it's almost like it even has a little humph to it. Thank you, officer, for taking care of us. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. God bless you. You know, it's almost like there's a little slant to that promise this time. It's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. you know some things. When you hear those things for the very first time, it's very exciting. We talked about it. I better keep my eye on my watch here. You know, it's very exciting. Faith, when you know, the journey of faith, when you receive that promise the very first time, it's really exciting. It's like, ooh, let's go, let's go, let's go. Ooh, 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 let's go, let's go. I mean, there is no January 1st. There is no watch night service. We have been here every watch night service in Abundant Life. Thank God. There is no watch night service in this church any year when I've not seen people jumping with their head touching the roof. When they receive that promise and they, you know, and woo, so let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Woo! And I'm usually standing here, sometimes with my glass of water, nowadays with my bottle of water. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm usually standing and just watching the movie. So people are just, whoo! And we're hugging and we're excited. Whoo! 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 Glory to God. Guess what? Every year, this has never failed. Every year, around the middle to the end of May, when I stand here and look out there, I see people struggling. Every single year, it has never failed. I see people struggling. They are struggling to make sense of it. They are struggling to believe. That excitement from December 31st, if there's any year when I've seen that excitement, I have to go back. Maybe I recorded it somewhere. You know why? Because sometimes the vision tarries. And the Bible says, I don't know who can find me that scripture. The Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Somebody find me that scripture in Proverbs. It's somewhere in the Proverbs. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. That means when expectations are not fulfilled quickly. Proverbs 13:12. Thank you. Please put that up for me, Emma. Thank you. Proverbs is already there. God bless you. Ah, you're amazing. Look at it. Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. Do you know why the struggle is usually prevalent around May, June, sometimes July, August? It's tarrying. At that point, see, at that people have gone from the moment, the early beginnings, the early excitement, the joys, the belief, the let's go get it of January and February and sometimes March. And about this time, they are getting to where people are weary. What more do I need to do? What more? Eh? They said we should do Daniel fast. I did it. This time, I didn't do it before well. This in the past when I did it, I used to mix my salads. I used to mix my salads with meat. I eat some heavy meals sometimes. This particular year, I eradicated all heavy meals. It was salad right through. This year, my Daniel fast was as holy and as perfect as possible. This should have been the year. This, if anything was going to happen, this is the year it should have happened. It should have happened quick. But I still don't see it. Why is that? Because the vision tarries. What do we need to do when the vision tarries? When we find the vision tarrying, what do we need to do? What God did for Abraham and Sarah. What did God do for Abraham and Sarah? He kept reminding them. He kept telling them, I told you, I'm going to do this for you. Amen. As long as their ears were open, this is the problem. There come times in our lives when our ears are no longer open. Our minds are so stuffed with discouragement. We are so stuffed with all the negativity, all the bad things that have happened. That is, even if God was shouting out loud from heaven, either through his servants ministering to us or through other supernatural experiences, our ears are blocked because our minds have become so overwhelmed with the discouragement that we have experienced. What do we need to do when the vision tarries? We need to go back with an open heart and be reminded. Take that reminder again. Take that word. What did God say? Yes. What did God say? Yes. Somebody say, what did God say? That's all I want to know. Yes. I don't care what the government is doing. It's not my business what the economy is like. I don't care what the company who hired us, the boss, what. I don't care what the children, spouses, grandparents, I don't care what they are doing. What do I care? The only thing I care, what did God say? I want to know, what did God say? Because if you can hold on to the Word of God has power that is sufficient to bring about fulfillment of every promise that has been made. Amen. And I'm going to have to close very soon. Let's look at these four lepers. Go back there to 2 Kings chapter 7. Look at this. I know some of you noticed my alarm didn't go off. I turned it off. I know at 12:45, I know you better than you know yourselves. At 12:45, many of you were like, where is that music? I'm not hearing that sound. I turned it off. I just turned it off. I just want freedom from it. That line in the confession says, the shift is here and I am taking over. It's symbolic. When God gives you a promise and you have done everything you think you know up to a point, you get to that point, you remind yourself, you go back and renew the promise. And then the next thing you've got to do is what these four lepers did. It's the same thing the friends of that paralytic did in Luke chapter 5. These four lepers asked themselves, why are we going to sit here until we die? Why sit we here until we die? Why sit we here until we die? Have you seen this? You see where he made the promise? And then in verse 2, one of the captains of the king, who did not believe, said, even if God makes windows in heaven, how will this thing be? You see that? And the prophet said, well, you will see it with your eyes, but you will not experience it. You see that? And then look at verse 3. What happened? There were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, why do we sit here until we die? Come on, listen to me. This is one of the most powerful questions in the entire Bible. This is one of the most powerful questions in the entire Bible. Why sit we here until we die? I love the line of that confession. Have you seen it? The shift is here and I am taking over. What does that mean? I am taking the initiative to change this. Why sit where? There are some people who are waiting for interest rates to get to a certain level before they do the next thing God told them. And it is not God who is changing interest rate in heaven. Interest rate is adjusted by systems on this earth. Systems are made up of people. And people work based on certain... No, it's not just preferences. They work based on certain interests that they have. There are some people who are waiting for the government to do something. There are some people, they say, if the government will just do this, I can live my life. If the economy will just do this, then I can do what God said. There are some people who are waiting for their spouses to do something. If my wife would just do this, if she would just do this, there are some pastors who are waiting for their congregations to do things. If my church would just do this. There are some people waiting. If this person in high position, if this privileged person, if they would just do something. The leper said, why are we going to sit here and die? It's one of the most powerful questions in the entire Bible. Why are we going to sit here and die? Why are we going to let somebody else determine our destiny? Why are we going to let somebody determine whether the word of God is established in our lives or not? Why are we going to let the tides of life, the shifting tides of life, whether they like us or they don't? We already know. Who was that? Who wrote the song? They are not like us. Who's that? No. That's a long one ago. Who's that? There's many of you are acting like you don't know these things. Not like us. Why are we going to wait for them to like us? Why are we going to wait for them to like us? We already know they don't. We already know if it depended on them, we will never get out of town. If it depended on them, we will never get a miracle. Why are we going to sit here and wait? Why are we going to ever wait for somebody to feel good about us, to give us... Hey, stop talking about the song. Listen to the message. Why are we going to wait? Don't get distracted. Why are we going to wait? Why? Why do you have to wait? Why does your life have to depend on somebody else? I can't make progress until I can move forward until he, I can grow until she. Why? Why does somebody have to determine your destiny? I remember as a young preacher, more than 30 years ago, I used to sit there. My wife and I were talking about this just a few days ago. I used to sit there, frustrated. I used to say, I wish somebody would just do this so I can move forward. I wish somebody would just do this so I can do what God said to do. I wish that. And one day I had an encounter with the Lord. And a series of messages came out of that encounter. And I titled that series of messages, Your Destiny is in Your Hands. Your destiny is in your hands. And I remember after this encounter with the Lord and this understanding and this, and I was praying someday, the Lord said to me, it's time. It's time. At that time, I'd done about 10 years in the mission field in northern Nigeria. And the Lord said, it's time to move to Europe. So I went to Pastor Tim and I said, God said, it's time to move to Europe. Been here for 10 years now. Laid a good foundation. Prepared. Established. The Lord said it's time to take that walk beyond these borders. There were so many obstacles. It seemed impossible. It seemed like it couldn't possibly happen. And I remember she asked me a very important question that had to do with the system. Like, what if the system stops you? I say, when God talks, when God speaks, there is no system that can stop. I said, no matter what happens. And I gave her the time, just like God gave us time. He gave time. You've seen, I've given you scriptures. This was towards the end of 1997 or so. I can't remember this. But I said 1998. I said 1998. 1999. And as we started, every door started to open. Every door. Mind you, I could still be sitting down in that place today, wishing somebody will open a door for me. I could still be sitting down there. Now, a lot of my fellow ministers, some of the bishops and friends and people that I love, sometimes when we talk, they say to me, you used to say that. This is more than 30 years ago. They say to me, you used to say that. It's amazing to behold today. I say, I know. I know. Why are we going to sit here and let and die? God already gave the word. This is where I want to close out. Close out here. Time is up. Where are we going to? Why are you going to sit there? Hey, God will do incredible. God will. Did you remember the story I told you to open this message today? I said towards the close of the year in 2025, the Lord said to me, on January, the first business day, the first working day of January 2026, get up and go to that business. If we didn't get up and go to that business, there were things that God already prepared there. We will not have it today. We will not have it today. The year opened with incredible. The year opened, 2026 opened with incredible. And it hasn't stopped. We are, as we're turning a corner, incredible is waiting. It's waiting. There are some things about to happen. I'm telling you right now. There are some things about to happen that have never happened ever before in this ministry. And eyes are going to see it. And they are going to say, we have seen strange things today. Woo! Glory to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the question I want to leave you with. Why are you going to sit there and let others determine the viability of your miracle? Why are you going to sit there and let others determine
the viability of your miracle. Stand to your feet, everyone. If you can, I can't do that for you, but if you can, I want to challenge you to meditate on this scripture this week. Go back and read that scripture in 2 Kings chapter 7. I want you to listen. I want you to listen with your spiritual ears. I want you to open your eyes. Do you know? The same moment that the lepers got up is the same moment that the miracle began in the camp of the Syrians. The Bible says the lepers got up at the twilight. At that same twilight, the angels started moving in the camp of the Syrians. Until the lepers got up, nothing happened. You could have gone through all of that 24-hour period when God gave a 12-hour prophetic mandate. You could have gone through that 24-hour period and you could have said, God's word didn't happen. Nothing changed. Well, nothing will change if nobody changes. Nothing will change. God has already made the promise. He has made the preparation. Everything is ready. But if your mind remains the same, if your approach to life remains the same, if your expectation remains the same, if what you believe and what you expect remains the same, well, you are going to go through that 24-hour period and the prophetic mandate will be fruitless. That will not be your portion. I say that will not be your portion. You will rise up like those four lepers. How many people are rising up in this house? How many people are going to rise up in this house? You are not just going to ask the question, but you are going to rise up in May, in June, in July. You are going to say, this is my season of the incredible. Incredible, where are you? Incredible, where are you? You are going to go. You are going to knock on doors. You are going to kick some doors down. You are going to push some things out of the way. You are going to say, impediment, out. You are going to say, obstacle, out. Mountain, out. How many people are rising up with me today? How many people are going up higher today? How many people are taking a step today? Yes. The shift is here. I'm taking over. How many people are taking over today? What is shift? I'm asking you, what is shift? Supernatural. Helped. Incredible. Favored. Transfer of power. What is shift? What is shift? S-H-I-F-T. Supernatural. That's God. That's God. Helped. That's God. Incredible. That's God. Favored. That's God. Transfer of power, that's you. Amen. That's you. No matter how much God prepares, if you don't get up like the lepers, shift will only be a good word. It will not be a manifestation in your life. Somebody say, I'm rising up. Somebody say, I'm going up. Somebody say, I'm taking over. Some say, I'm crossing over. Some say, I'm passing over. Some say, I'm doing over. Some say, I'm making over. Some say, I'm rising over. Hallelujah. I'm flying over. I'm flying over. I'm going over. Somebody say, I'm tired of sitting there. Say it, I'm tired of just sitting there and doing nothing, saying, I'm tired of waiting for somebody to make my destiny and make my dreams come true. Say it, I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of sitting. I'm tired of doing nothing. Rise, lift up your hands to heaven. As we go into communion today, before you leave this service, because before you get to that parking lot, those evil birds, messengers of the enemy, they are waiting to take this word away from you. Between here and when you get home, unless by determination, covenant, determination and decision, you initiate and create that shift today, we'll be here talking about this next month, and you'll be wondering what happened to the passion you got. Before you leave this service today, here, right here, in the presence of our Father, I want you to determine now. Determine, this is between you and the Lord. I want you to determine and say to yourself right here, right now, this is not between you and your spouse. This is not between you and your children. This is not between you and your parents. This is not between you and the government. This is not between you and the economy. This is not between you and your boss. This is between you and your God. I want you to determine right here, right now, what are we doing to initiate this shift? And you may not have the answer to that, but initiate that process right here, right now, until I discover what I need to do to initiate this shift. I am not going to rest until I discover and until I begin to take the steps that I need to take to initiate this shift and to bring the word of God into manifestation. I will not rest. Begin that process right now. Right there where you are, begin to verbalize to the Lord what you are going to do, how you are going to make that shift, how you are going to turn that corner, how you are going to make that move, how you are going to take over. Verbalize wherever you are. You may not be in this room. You may be online. You may be virtual. You may be listening to this at some later time. It doesn't matter. There is no distance in the spirit. Verbalize to the Lord. What are you going to do to shift that situation, to shift that thing that has been stagnant for years, that mountain that has refused to move? What are you going to do to shift? To shift. What are you going to do to shift? Being passive will not cut it anymore. Sitting down and doing nothing will not cut it anymore. Hoping that somebody changes their mind over something will not cut it anymore. What are you going to do to shift? Lord, we give you praise. Come on, begin to thank God. Begin to lift up the Lord. Begin to bless his name. Begin to bless his name. Begin to exalt him. Begin to magnify him. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. He loves you with an everlasting love. He has made a plan long before you were born to do great things through your life. And like the Chinese say, or the Japanese, or whoever said it, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. When you take the first step, angels will begin to move for you.
When you create that shift, when you take the first step to initiate that shift, the angels will begin to move for you. Supernaturally, things will begin to change in the realm of the spirit for you. Where you didn't have favor, suddenly the rain of favor will begin to come upon you. Where you felt helpless and you felt you couldn't do it, suddenly supernatural help will be made available to you. Where you felt you were disadvantaged, suddenly you will receive transfer of power and you will boldly step out in faith. Father, we give you praise today. Thank you, God, for opening our eyes in this service. Thank you for opening our ears in this service to hear you clearly, to hear you clearly, because everything begins from when we can hear you clearly. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the supernatural work that pierces and removes every impediment in our hearing, that takes away the blindfold in our eyes so that we can see clearly. We give you praise, O God. Our ministers are going to serve us. Let's get ready to take communion together. As you take this communion, I want you to have great expectation in your heart. Something is happening. Hallelujah. Something is happening in the spirit. Something is happening. Something is happening. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for this shift. Thank you for these elements that have been consecrated, that have been blessed for us. Thank you for these supernatural elements. Thank you, God, for this shift in the heavenlies through this covenant experience today. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Thank you, ministers. Go ahead and serve the people. Thank you. And it came to pass, this is Luke chapter 24. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it. And he broke it and he gave it to them. And their eyes were opened. And they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Verse 45. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. As we take this covenant element today, your eyes are being opened. Your eyes of spiritual understanding. Things that have been unclear to you before are being made clear. Certain things you sensed that you did not have conviction or clarity about, the clarity of the light of the Holy Spirit is shining on your spirit being. And that clarity that you lacked is coming to you right now. Your understanding, revelation, is being delivered to you right now. Amen. Remember that the Lord Jesus Christ died for you.
His body was broken for you so that your body will be preserved. His blood was shed for you so that your dreams will be whole. Let's go ahead. Let's feast on him. Let's do it in faith and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, let's eat. When he shed his blood for you, that blood ratified the covenant, every promise that God has ever made towards man. The initiation of the new covenant, it didn't happen by Jesus sitting in heaven by the side of his Father. The dream became fulfilled when the Father said, "Who will go for us?" And the Son said, "I will go." And he came down here and paid the price of redemption. The dream became a reality when Jesus took a step and changed the situation. The dream did not become a reality with him sitting up in heaven, with the Father talking about it endlessly and nobody doing anything. The dream became a reality. Billions of men and women all over the planet today, just like Jesus. The dream of God having his family back became a reality when Jesus took a step and went to Calvary. The grace and the anointing to take whatever necessary steps to make the incredible dream that God has prepared for you a reality. That's available to you today through his blood. Let's be thankful. Let's remember the incredible work he did for us, the incredible sacrifice. And let's be thankful. Let's go ahead and drink. Take a moment just to be thankful before we close out this service today. This will be a unique season in your life. This will be a season of incredible encounters for you. Things that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, and that have not yet entered into the heart of man will become a reality in your experience in this season in the name of Jesus. You will step into glory. You will step into higher ground. You will get on that elevator. Father, we thank you. Hold somebody's hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I call you blessed this week. I declare you experience the supernatural working of God this week. I declare you find help in every way. Everywhere you turn, you will find help this week. I declare you will see the incredible working of God in your life this week. I declare the rain of God's favor will be poured over your life this week. I declare power and strength are released unto you this week in the name of the Lord Jesus.